Yeah, it's been an interesting year. As I said, it's a great honour to be elected in the constituency of Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal. It's also a great honour to be a TD, especially a government TD. And we formed a government, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and a like-minded independence. And the government is stable. It's working very, very well together. And lots of challenges that this country has locally, nationally and internationally. And, it's working along with the National Development Plan. We've the N17, the N15, the Carrick and Shannon Bypass, the Eastern Garrick Vogue Bridge. We have a lot of other issues such as the new ATU, which is going from strength to strength. As I always say, the First University north of Dublin Galway line. You have the 42 bed block in the hospital, you have the surgical hub, you have the CT, second CT scanner, you have the Tubbercurry primary care centre. So a lot of good things are happening, and our role, and my role, I'm working with my two colleagues and indeed the two opposition TD and Senator, is to deliver for the constituency and work together to the best of our ability, and that's what I do.
And I suppose those are your main hopes then for 2026. And I suppose just in your role as a junior minister now, just give us a bit more on your hopes for that, maybe that area in the year ahead.
Yeah, it's public procurement, digitalisation and e-government. Effectively, you look after most of the government contracts to try to make sure that they're open, they're transparent and you get value for money. And it gives you an insight into how the department, the deeper department works, which is public expenditure. And again, in government, you have access to all your colleagues as ministers and indeed government TDs and senators. And my role is to deliver for the constituency. My role is to deliver for the country. And to make sure that we have a stable economy that can deliver jobs, can deliver prosperity, but prosperity across the island of Ireland. And that's what you can do when you have a stable government and you have inward investment. And I don't think people fully realise that we have a public and a private sector, and the private sector funds the public sector. But again, in the public sector, we have some wonderful people in the public sector who see this as a vocation, but also as a job that they want to progress, either through health, through education, through sporting, through whatever. And we're very, very lucky to have such a very robust, but very independent, but very professional public service.